Felipe Mitsuhara, his former translator, is in federal custody awaiting this afternoon's hearing in U.S. District.
McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
And a good Friday afternoon to you, and yes, it is time for the McFarland Show here on WNSR. Darren and Justin here with you for the next 2 hours. Sorry, Damon, can we toggle that a little bit?
We play with the headphones. The headphones.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
There you go.
There we go.
Oh, okay.
I can't. Sometimes we can't hear ourselves in here. Hello, take two. Ready? Action. DJ Damon is alongside as well. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. I knew we were on. I just wanted us to be able to hear.
Yeah. Helps to hear ourselves.
Being on. Yes. Yeah. A lot of things to get into today, and we're excited to be here. By the way, you can watch the show every day on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. On our YouTube page, you can interact with us by typing in WNSR Live, one word. We'll see your comments, and we can respond to you. Also, we have the text line, which is the same as our phone line at 615-844-5600. Justin, how we doing?
Doing okay here. It's a Friday. Lots to get into. Interesting choices out there being made. Of course, we're less than 2 weeks away from the draft. This time in 2 weeks, Darren, we'll be sitting here doing a lot of breakdown about who did what.
Yep.
At the NFL draft, which is 2 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, this show in 2 weeks will be like, hip, hip, hooray, or what were they thinking?
Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, my God. Swing and a miss.
Don't know. We don't know. No matter who they draft, we still won't know what they're going to be for, you know, a year or two. No matter what they decide to do coming up here on the 25th. So, exciting times for sure. But, you know, this time I'm hoping they'll be boring and pick the tackle. That's what I wanted this particular moment.
Boring and pick the tackle?
Boring and pick the tackle. I mean,
it's
exciting to take the skill position guy or the big edge rusher. This time be boring and take the tackle.
I think Joe Walt will get people excited. Considering, here's why.
Yeah.
I agree with you. Okay, I'm having a little fun with it because you're right. Typically, it's like when the Lions took Penei Sewell, they're like,
yeah. Well, listen, this organization took Chance Warmack. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, how did that land?
Well, that was a guard. It was a guard.
Well, they drafted a guard last year.
I know. Look, they got to get out of the guard business in the first round. They got to get out of that.
So.
All right? Believe me, I remember it well.
Yeah.
The reason it'll be different in, they took an offensive lineman. The last 2 years should have people getting champagne on ice.
You're ready.
Popping the cork and celebrating.
Yeah.
Because the last 2 years, it's been the worst at left tackle and that it's been the entire 25 years here in this market.
That's saying something.
It's the worst two of the 25.
Yeah.
Okay, we just went through the worst patch, that two-year window at left tackle, than the other 23 years, which have been, dare I say it, pretty damn good.
Pretty good. You know,
awesome.
All those running backs we've talked about, they don't run for the yardage they did by themselves. You know, Chris Johnson doesn't get the 2K, neither does Derrick Henry, without some outstanding offensive line play somewhere down the line. And they had quite a bit of it from Brad Hopkins all the way through. So somehow they lost their way here and or were trying to play the position on the cheap. And, you know, it eventually caught up to them. But now it's time to rejoin the fold And they've got a chance at what some people think are two legit guys. Either the kid from Notre Dame or the kid from Penn State. One of them will be there at 7. It's almost guaranteed. One of them will be there at 7. Yeah. So it's just about, are you going to choose to take them or are you going to go the wide receiver route?
And we will talk to Justin Mello to begin the second hour of the program to get his thoughts. He is the draft expert, NFL Draft Network. So we'll pick his brain and find out. Is Joe Walt the no-brainer? Is Fashanu, is it 1 and 1A? Like, what is the gap? Because let's say Joe Walt gets swallowed up. Do you stay with the plan at that position and go with the second guy? Or do you pivot and say, hey, wait a minute, Marvin Harrison Jr. is still on the board, or Malik Nabers is still on the board, and do you pivot that route? Or do you go with the edge guy? I don't know. Yeah. That's why we're having him on.
Yeah.
We'll ask him.
Yeah. I don't see them. If Marvin Harrison Jr. is still on the board at 7, if you're
them. You think they run?
I mean.
You think they pull a hammy?
I do.
Go into the stage?
I don't think he'll get that far.
Although really nobody runs to the stage anymore?
No.
They're not really handing a piece of paper?
Sending text messages.
Yeah, they're just texting.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same thing.
They have someone there on site. They're staying here in a war room.
Yeah.
And somebody is, it's just not the same as it used to be with the card.
Yeah.
I don't think they turn in a card. It's like the fax, right?
Yeah.
Like nobody's faxing over their letter of intent. I don't think anybody does that anymore.
They may have the new AI. They may just be thinking it with a direct link to whoever's there at
there
the podium. And there it goes from there.
Yeah.
It's just an instant download, just a couple of blinks, and there it is.
Yeah. Instead of faxing, you're scanning
and
maybe emailing.
Bluetooth.
Bluetoothing.
Yes. Just right through the ether. Just right through the atmosphere. Yeah, my pick is the guard or the tackle from Notre Dame, that guy.
So we'll have a really good discussion with Justin Mello. Does he have the video
that
we want?
He does.
Can we get that video there, DJ Damon?
DJ Damon is the video I just sent you just a short time ago. It just came into your inbox right at the start of the show, so it's been there for about 8 minutes now.
Because we've spent a lot of the week talking about this subject matter, and that subject has come to a close. It is coming to finality. It is over.
Yeah.
It has been, the choice has been made, and he will be officially sworn in Lexington on Sunday. And the choice...
Sunday?
Yeah, that's what I read. Or that's the email
Sunday.
I got. Sunday? Sunday, okay. Sunday, Sunday.
It's an unusual day to introduce your head coach.
April 14th.
That's a Sunday.
4:30 Eastern Time, 3:30 Central Time, inside Rupp Arena. This guy will be the next head coach at Kentucky.
It's impossible for me to describe how much I love this university, my teammates, and you fans, but I'm going to try.
C-A-T-S, Cats, Cats, Cats.
I love you guys.
Okay, that was not a diehard Kentucky fan on social media excited about the new hire of Mark Pope. That was actually Mark Pope.
Mark Pope himself.
That was the former player, now the former BYU coach, now the head coach at Kentucky. Now,
to be fair, that was Mark Pope a few years ago. That was not Mark Pope today. That was Mark Pope actually about 11 years ago is when that video surfaced now.
Are you sure? 11 years ago? BYU was in the backdrop.
That was the date here. So maybe I've got the thing wrong, but that's what it seemed to say. Anyway.
Well, he's in the BYU gym when he's making that.
Yeah, I agree. But you know, it's saying weird stuff here. So, either way it goes, that was not, last week. That was...
Or last night.
My thoughts are this. It's an interesting hire. It clearly... And here's the problem at this point, Darren.
Okay, he's been there since 2011, so okay.
It said 2013.
Well, he was a assistant, and then he took the Utah Valley head coaching job. Then he came back to BYU to be the head coach.
Okay.
So it could have been when he was the assistant there.
Yeah, and it's, the video was marked let's see, it was marked 11 years ago here. So they posted that video February of 2013 is when that video went up.
He was there as an assistant.
Okay, so that explains that.
Yep.
Now, here's the problem. He clearly wasn't the first choice. Clearly.
What gave you that impression?
Well, you know.
Are you sure about that?
All of the
comfortable saying
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I do. All of the reputable reporting that's been out there.
Damon's on the floor. Damon, get up off the
floor.
Not
just the rumors.
He's left.
He clearly wasn't the first choice.
I'm looking at the list, and I think he was down at 25.
It's called page 2.
No, okay. That's why I couldn't find it.
Or maybe they went through the list, then had to come up with a new list, and he was at the top of the new list after the first list.
I think it's
he was our first choice on page 2.
No, this is one of those where they have to come out and say he wasn't our first choice, but he's the right choice. They have to come out and say that. You know, that's the talking point we have heard 1,084 times when it's obvious that this guy was not your first choice. So that's an issue. You know, is he the right? I mean, I don't know if he's the right choice or not. I know this. He's had not a lot of success. He doesn't reek like a Kentucky coach. I think, you know, like what? What I said.
He's a Kentucky alum.
He doesn't reek.
He doesn't reek.
What? Because he's had no NCAA victories?
Yes.
He doesn't reek.
Because of that.
Of a Kentucky coach?
No, exactly. Yes.
I thought he went to like one.
No, he's been to two.
He's been to two.
He's not won an NCAA tournament game.
But he hasn't won any. He's 0-2 in the NCAA tournament.
By the way, remember when I told you BYU?
Yes, I did. Oh, I was going to bring that up. That's where I was going next. So this gentleman, listen, to be fair, he's won, you know, 63% of the games that he's coached, either at Utah Valley or at BYU. At BYU, he's put together a decent record. You know, he's 110-52, and that's fine. That's all fine. The problem is, as you said, he's going to Kentucky, where the expectations are going to be high. Now, here's the good news. He's obviously closely connected with the program, being a former player there. He's also extremely fiery, entertaining to watch, you know, and all those kind of things. He's known for ruining suits. He's going to have a large suit budget because of the amount of suits that he goes through in a given year, where he's always doing something wild or whatever. But the only thing is, you know, is that a sideshow or is that you know, how far is that going to carry you in a job like this? This is not a job where they're into the tell. You know, they want results. So, you know, I don't know. Is he going to be able to translate to something serious at Kentucky? This feels like a stopgap. This feels like, you know, who was the coach?
Right? Don't bring him up.
Who am I not going to bring up?
Don't you dare bring him up in this discussion.
Why shouldn't I bring
him up? He's been deleted from Lyles. In Lexington. He does not exist.
I don't know
if you know that.
No. We're not going to the same place.
Okay. You were bringing up BG.
No.
Okay.
No, we're not gonna bring up BG. But this feels like wasn't Brad Daugherty the coach at North Carolina for half a second?
Brad Daugherty is the head coach at North Carolina?
I wanna say, man, what was it? There was a head coach at one of the higher schools that was there for just half a second. I may be drawing a blank on that. But this feels like a stopgap.
Danny Manning?
At Kansas?
It wasn't either.
I think he was. This feels like a stopgap before I get too off the rails here. This feels like a stopgap, and I think they'll be looking for another head coach in 2 to 3 years. I think this is a holdover until they get the guy they really want. That's what I think.
Okay. No, I don't. Brad Daugherty was never a coach.
I'm thinking somebody.
Brad Daugherty's been in NASCAR.
Yeah. I'm thinking somebody else. I'll find it here.
I'm gonna stop laughing and having fun with this because now it's time to get serious.
Go for it, man.
Okay. So this is how this supposedly all went down. Okay. And I've been talking to people all week that have said, what do you think? And telling them, we've talked about it on the air. I've talked about it a lot off the air. And I'm not really that surprised. I am surprised by how it ultimately played out. Yes, as in the actual hire. I'm actually not surprised. I'm floored. Okay, floored. Just like Damon just picked himself up off the floor earlier in this discussion, I've done the same. I was floored. But the no's and how it all played out, no, not at all. I knew this was coming from jump. Because this is what happens. People act like, you know, it's 1988 when it comes to coaching hires. One, everybody's paying these days. Back then, they weren't. And you could literally woo somebody away and knock their socks off with a dollar figure. It's hard to do that anymore. It's just hard to do that. Scott Drew gets paid well at Baylor, right? Yeah. We're in 1988 comparing Kentucky basketball to Baylor basketball. Like, give me a break. Like,
can't compare it.
You cannot compare. Comparing Kentucky basketball to Alabama basketball, even though Alabama was good. They had Latrell Sprewell and those cats in the 90s. Those guys were good.
Mm-hmm.
But Alabama basketball still is Alabama basketball. But guess what? They're paying Nate Oates. Here's the deal. They loaded up the Brinks trucks, and they told, allegedly, supposedly, Dan Hurley, they give him 8 years, $100 million, make him the highest paid coach in college athletics. He's a Northeastern guy. Mm-hmm. His wife is a Northeastern woman, and that's their area that they want to live in. That's where they want to be.
Yeah.
And, you know, while most everybody thinks that everyone is driven by the almighty dollar, and look, a lot of people are, most are. Not everybody is. This just in. Not everybody is. And Dan Hurley clearly was not driven by the almighty dollar. He said, no, thanks, but no thanks.
Mm.
Nate Oates got a big raise last year in Tuscaloosa. Nate Oates just jumped out of there and was like, nah, I'm good. Like, I get it. You guys are going to offer me more. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I got a big, huge raise last year. I'm staying in Alabama. Scott Drew was the really interesting part, right? Because he's been there 21 years, and you're thinking, yeah, okay. And he's still young,
mm-hmm.
considering, right? Being at a place for 21 years. Early 50s, right? Mm-hmm. What was he, 53, I think?
I think so.
So that was the one that I thought was interesting. And ultimately, it seems like his wife and his kids said, we're cool in Waco. We love it here.
Yeah.
This is where we've been for a long, long time. Their kids grew up in the school systems, and we don't want to leave. We want to stay here. Scott Drew says, okay. Family's more important. Yep. Thanks, but no thanks. I'm out. Billy Donovan has made his money. Billy Donovan's like, this is where the NBA's now where I've been for a good while. I'm staying here. I don't want to get back in the college ranks. I'm good.
And by the way, has already accomplished everything you can in college.
Back
basketball.
To back national champions.
You can't take that away from, I mean,
nope.
Hadn't been done until just the other day.
Yep.
So, I mean, why? For what? I you know.
And Jay Wright said, I have no interest, zero interest in going to Kentucky or any other school. I have no interest in getting back into coaching. Right now, I'm just going to take this cushy TV job. It pays well. And I've done all that stuff. And I've won at a high level. And I've won a national championship. I'm good. As of today, I have zero interest in getting back into coaching.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't blame Mitch Barnhart for going for those choices. Those were the right choices. Those are the cream of the crop. Now, Bruce Pearl is somebody I've brought up on this station and this show many, many times this week. They never even reached out to Bruce Pearl. Never offered him.
Yeah.
Never talked to him. Never in the plans. And if you read the tea leaves, if you read the scuttlebutt, if you read what was being put out there, apparently Mitch Barnhart isn't a huge fan of Bruce Pearl because of how he operates. That makes me laugh. Okay, that is humorous to me because Bruce Pearl and John Calipari are the same.
Yeah.
And the same guy just was your coach for 15 years. They're the same. Okay, let's just be totally honest. They have the same makeup. They have the same, like, resume. They have the same, a lot of things, and the same sketchiness. Okay? They had the same.
But maybe that's why he didn't want him. Because
okay.
He's the same guy who was just here.
Okay.
Just
but,
saying.
But then you turn to a guy, again, Mark Pope is a smart guy. He's a former guy.
Sure.
He's enthusiastic.
He is.
He loves Kentucky.
Yes, he does.
Okay. He loves it through and through. His offense is going to be fun to watch. It's hard to think a job that not only requires, it demands that you win at a ridiculous level.
Yeah.
It demands it.
Yeah.
Okay. That beast and in that belly demands that your winning is off the charts. Did I say it was fair? No. It doesn't matter if it's fair or not. It's what you sign up for.
Yeah.
And then you sign up for the crazies. The fishbowl, the Kentucky fans.
He should know that. And
he does know
that. I'm sure he knows that.
He knows that.
He
played there. He gets it.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean, though, that that's going to have them say, look, for you,
yeah,
we're going to be different. They're not going to be different.
No.
And so now he has to win and do something he's never done as a head coach. And that is win at a ridiculous rate.
Yeah.
Okay. And I don't know if he can do it or not. I suspect it's going to be very, very difficult to feed that beast. I just, how? What suggested? He's never won an NCAA game. And you think you're just going to come into Kentucky and the SEC? By the way, the SEC has grown exponentially in talent and coaches.
Coaches, too.
Okay, they take basketball very seriously.
Real deal.
Again, okay? That changed in the last 7-8 years.
Yeah.
It's a hard play. And you're adding Oklahoma and Texas.
Yes.
And so all that's great, and you can go C-A-T-S, cats, cats, cats. But ultimately, Justin, if he doesn't win at the ridiculous clip that they demand that you win at, all that's good and fine, and they may love him. They'll also show him the door as quick as they love him.
Yeah.
As quick as they open the door for him to come in and they embrace him and hug him and kiss him, they'll open the door for him to leave.
I give him 3 years.
Yeah. I mean, that's just what it is.
By the way, Matt Doherty is who I was thinking about in North Carolina.
Yeah, Matt Doherty, sure.
Former player came in and, you know, flamed out.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like to me.
Kenny Payne at Louisville. Remember 2 years ago? They were like, yes, this is it. This is our guy. He played here.
Yeah.
This is our guy. We won a national championship here. He's our guy.
Hard to come home again.
How'd those 2 years go at Louisville?
Really hard.
Yeah. And I'm not saying he's that's the comparison. I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm saying it certainly is a hard thing to grasp that he's going to get there and then magically morph into this unbelievable successful coach.
Yeah.
That he's never been.
Yeah.
It's just hard to think that. Doesn't mean it can't happen. It's just me and you've been around the block a time or two.
Sure.
We've kind of seen this. And it seems if we're betting, I'm sliding my chips like, come on, guys. Let's be serious. 2-3 years.
It's what they can do for now.
Yeah. All right. We'll take a break. 615-844-5600 is how you can get in touch with us. We're wide open this first hour. If you want to talk with us, you can do so. You're listening to the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
And now, Veterans Restoration is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit DAV.org and consider donating to the disabled U.S. veterans who need our help. This message is brought to you by Veterans Restoration, serving Middle Tennessee with over 20 years of experience. For residential or commercial, fire, water, or storm damage restoration, give the pros a call today at 615-838-8407. 615-838-8407. That's Veterans Restoration. They're professionals who care.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouthwatering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless. Endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
And now, Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways and keep an eye out for motorcycles and never drink and drive. This message is brought to you by locally owned and operated Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, our full-service body shop. So give the pros a call today at 615-593-5699. 615-593-5699. That's Frankenstein Custom Paint and Body, going the extra mile for safety. They're professionals who care.
JB and the General.
Really, I'd say if a move isn't made within the next 48 hours after the season's conclusion, maybe that's your answer.
There, yeah, I agree. If this is not immediate, because it shouldn't have to be anything Candace has to think about. You know, she should be all in one way or the other. He's coming back or he's gone. Like, that decision should already be made. I think that's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Weekdays 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
We are live in the Strikers Bear Family Fun Center studio today on this Friday. Hope you're enjoying the weather. Hip, hip, hooray! This weekend, it's going to be amazing.
Gorgeous.
Absolutely amazing. On Monday's show, we did just get confirmation today that new Lady Vols coach Kim Caldwell will join us.
Very cool.
On Monday's show. So looking forward to that.
All right.
All right. Let's get a Masters update. So DJ Damon, if you could give us a little music to set the mood. I'll tell you the only thing that slightly bothers me or has me slightly fearful reading the master board. The leaderboard in golf at the Masters.
At the Masters, yeah.
Some of these guys, I feel like I'm butchering their names.
It's okay.
You know?
I think you're forgiven.
And it's like people are like, who?
Well,
Max Homa?
If people...
Is it Max
Homa? You got to say it Homa? A little bit more mellow.
Listen,
Max
if
Homa.
If people are asking who... That means they don't know either.
Right,
so it's okay.
I know, but what if everybody does know and they're like, hey, Dodo, it's Hama, Homa.
Welcome to my world. Every morning, 4 to 9, check me out.
Max Homa.
Hello, friends.
Bryson DeChambeau. Scotty Scheffler. Listen, all at 6 under.
Try to look at the name Benjamin Netanyahu the first time. Tell me how that goes for you.
No, thanks.
Okay.
Do you come up with the nicknames?
No. The industry does. But no, we pass it over. There's a whole group. I'll tell you about it later.
Nicole Hajgard. I don't know. Danny Willett. Ryan Fox. All at 4 under. Cameron Davis. Patrick Cantlay, both at 3 under. I'm trying to get you some other notable names. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Ooh, boy, scrolling. Phil Mickelson is even today. He was a -1 yesterday. Let's see. Roy McIlroy, even today. +1 yesterday. Tiger Woods was even yesterday. He is a +1 today. Sergio Garcia.
Yeah.
+1 yesterday, +1 today so far. Justin Thomas, same thing. Plus one today. He's through half the field. He's through nine. He was a plus one. I'm sorry, he's through seven today. Plus one yesterday. So those are the notables.
Okay.
That was your Masters update. By the way, one other thing to throw in the Masters update. Guess who was at the Masters today?
I've heard about this. Would it be one Will Levis?
Will Levis. Titans quarterback, former Kentucky quarterback, Will Levis, down at Augusta today.
Hey, why not?
And the reason people know it is they interviewed him on ESPN.
Nice. You know, listen, he's going into his second year. They had the, you know, the mini, I'm not sure what this was. This was a voluntary OTAs, like,
start,
what are we calling this?
Monday.
I'm sorry?
Don't they, they're getting ready to start, right?
Yeah, but they had another session earlier this week, where the players were back in the building.
Yes.
You know, and I understand, you know, Will Levis has been very present there for mm-hmm. the entire thing. According to the coaching staff, he's been everything they could have asked for, according to them. So, you know, if you got an off day and somebody gives you an opportunity, why not show up to the Masters and, you know, go down there and do the thing? I will notice this year with the Masters, they seem to be having more fun than I've ever seen them do. Not to say that they haven't been doing this the whole time. It's just I'm just catching it on television for the first time where they're, you know, doing all the play with the kids and the water sports and, you know, with the pond and, you know, having celebrities out there. And maybe they do this every year and all the time. But I'm just now seeing it on television, which is cool to see because it breaks down a wall a little bit for me with the Masters. It doesn't seem so stuffy after watching it in that way for the first last couple of days before they teed off efficiently on Thursday. So that's been cool. And guys like Will Levis, you know, he may get down there and get to play a little bit.
This is the one thing that definitely jumps out at to me with Will Levis. Again, yeah. It's kind of like talking about Mark Pope, right? He's going to check so many boxes at Kentucky, right?
Yeah.
We just went through the whole list. He's going to check so many boxes that buys him time. But the ultimate box is not checked right now. Right now, today, it's not checked. Will Levis checks a lot of boxes.
He does.
A lot.
He does.
And, again, that's going to buy him time.
Yeah.
And that's good. He seems like he's got the makeup to be a star quarterback, right?
Yes.
Like the personality,
yep.
The mojo,
yep.
The moxie.
There's only one unanswered question for me with and Will Levis.
But, right, it's you see where I'm going?
Yeah.
The same example.
There's only one unanswered
but
question.
There's one gigantic box that isn't checked.
For me, is he special?
Well,
We know he works hard. Yes. We know he's got talent. We know he's going to do and say all the right things. The question is, for me, is he special, though? Because there was a lot of quarterbacks who came in here and did all those same things. You know, Jake Locker came in here and worked hard and, you know, was a good example and did all those things. But he wasn't special. Are you special?
Jake Locker and Mariota did not have the personality.
Yeah, the personality.
As Will Levis.
I agree. They didn't have the outgoing really, personality.
It's really about the moxie. Will Levis has the moxie. Those guys did not.
Mariota had a little.
Who?
Marcus Mariota had a little moxie on the.
Moxie?
When he was a cool customer under pressure and did really cool things at times,
he
especially down the stretch.
He was the golly shucks guy.
Yeah. It depends on what you define by moxie, maybe.
Very soft spoken.
Is that what you're talking about? Is his personality? Like, what
yes.
do you do? To me, when you say moxie, to me, it's on the field. He had on the field moxie. But the off the field stuff, you're right. He was really guarded off the field. Very.
Will Levis is not guarded off the field.
No. Very outgoing.
He's very outgoing. Again, that's cool.
Yeah.
It's like all the Mark Pope thing. It's very clear. Mark Pope is very outgoing.
Sure.
It looks like he's going to be fun.
Yeah.
To watch coach. Will Levis is fun to watch.
Yeah.
But again, ultimately, that one big box isn't checked for either one of them. And it's success. That's what it is. It's winning.
Yeah.
Wins. Being successful.
Well, can you get the first down when you need it? Can you will a team? Can you throw a rope and complete a pass and then have it called back for holding, back up 10 yards, and then do it again, despite the circumstances? That's special. Can you do that? Can you make that happen? And I don't know. The answer is, you know, we've seen flashes of it, But, you know, we all know that flashes can happen. You know, again, and I'll say this, and then we go to the phones. Marcus Mariota, we just talked about, threw a touchdown pass to himself and beat Kansas City on the road in a playoff game, and they still ran him out of town when it was time to do so because he wasn't that guy enough times.
Yep.
You have to be special, not just sometimes, but in a lot of different occasions. Yeah, that's a flash.
Can't be a flash.
No, he was a flash, and that was it.
Vince was a flash.
Absolutely flashed, but could not sustain
it. He's the one that makes me more angry than anybody because he had a chance to take over this town.
He could be special.
He could have taken, I mean, literally a takeover of this town.
But although he blew it. He flashed more than most, though. He flashed more than Marcus did. I mean, he was.
Oh, 100%. Well, he was rookie of the year.
He was spectacular at times.
Yes, of course. All right, let's go to Doug. Doug, what's up?
Hey, good evening, man. You know, you used the term "got ran out of town." It's a segue to my subject. You know, when Calipari made his announcement at Arkansas about why he was there, and it was all about. And again, I'm not ridiculing faith. I'm a man of faith myself. You know, he wanted to make sure there was a Catholic church on campus, and he didn't know why. He wanted to make sure that, you know, when he left, that he made an impression on the men. And I was sitting next to a Kentucky fan friend of mine, and I said, do you believe it, or is that baloney? He never said nothing about basketball. It was all about the reason why he was there was for whatever reason. And I'm with you guys. He got ran out of town.
Yeah. He's a salesman.
Do you believe that big, long spiel of why he was there and don't know why the phone was picked up and made the phone call and said, I didn't want to miss out on a chance? Nothing about basketball.
No.
When the bottom line is, he got ran out of town.
Yeah, he knew the lay of the land. Tubby did the same thing.
Was long. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So just wonder how many people bought that.
Well, when you live in that heat box, Doug, when you live in that fishbowl, believe me, you know when everything has soured. You know. You know when the natives are restless. It's no secret. And he did the same thing that Tubby did, and the same day, same thing that a lot of coaches have done when they know it's coming to an end. They pull the ripcord and they get out before they get you out.
When you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. When you can't stand the heat, get out of Kentucky.
Or they're that. Wow, look at you, Doug. Man.
There you go.
Oh.
Mic drop.
Man, he did. He just mic dropped.
There you go.
Yeah. So, I look, yeah, did he? Yes, he absolutely. He got out in front of the Wolves, and he went to Fayetteville. Again, whatever. It's his deal now. He's gone. So, you know, we'll see what he does at Arkansas.
Yeah. It's not the first time somebody felt the heat and left for Arkansas.
You know, it happens.
What was the other example?
There was a guy who was the coach for the Falcons.
Yeah, that's true.
And things got hot for him, and what did he do? He went to Arkansas.
He did. Were things hot in Atlanta?
Yeah.
Were they?
I think okay. So.
I didn't know he was long enough. I didn't know he was there long enough to get for it to be hot.
I think he became uncomfortable there for him.
Well, I think things tend to get uncomfortable for Petrino wherever he is.
Yeah.
And by the way, where is he now?
Is he back in Kentucky? Isn't he?
No, he's in Arkansas.
That's right. That's right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Everything comes full circle.
Yeah. Oh boy. Okay.
While we're on the little basketball topic here, Ezra Magnon has been granted a sixth year of eligibility and apparently is returning to Vanderbilt with their new coach.
Very cool.
Mark Byington.
There you go.
So a sixth year. This is what we were talking about this before the show. This is what makes things, it'll be a very interesting case study if Cal, who's always done it one way, if he has the ability to pivot or pivot some and change his way. Because with this, you know, eligibility and players getting older and NIL staying in the game longer and longer. Look, I see it on a youth level, and this is a youth level. We're talking about adults. The difference between an 18 and a 19-year-old to a 23-year-old is, man.
Yes, it is.
It is massive.
Boys to men.
I don't even care your skill level. The 19-year-old can be off the charts. A 23-year-old man, you'd be amazed at how he can change that skill set of that 19-year-old.
Get that grown man strength on
you.
That's
right. All right. We got phone calls coming in. We'll get to you on the other side as you listen to the McFarland Show on WNSR.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen. Flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house, so I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number. 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage. 859-9599. 859-9599.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
Atlanta Braves baseball is back, and the battle for a seventh straight division title is officially on.
Hit high and deep to left center. This has got a chance. Gone! Another home run for Olson. He smokes another one. He lit the fuse on this bomb, and that's gone.
Listen to every pitch live, exclusively on your home for Atlanta Braves baseball. WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Forecast. Your exclusive National Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast. For today, we'll see plenty of sunshine, high temperature 68, clear tonight, low 46. Sunny and warmer Saturday, high 78. It'll be mostly sunny Sunday, high 82, sunny Monday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Welcome back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
The Bravos will be licking their wounds from giving up 16 yesterday.
Yeesh.
Which, by the way, I saw the stat yesterday. That was the first time the Mets, I think, had put 16 on the Braves. And I'm serious. It was like 50 years ago or something crazy.
Yeah.
Like 70s, maybe, I think the stat was. Last time that happened.
Yeah, I can believe it.
It's crazy. So the Braves will be back at it tonight down in Miami to take on the Poopy Marlins, who are 2-11 right now. Coverage will start at 6 o'clock here on WNSR. Braves and Marlins, Max Fried will be on the hill for Atlanta. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. Let's go back to the phones. Here on the McFarland Show, live in the Strike is Bear Family Fun Center studio, Kenny the Mailman. Kenny, what's up?
Greetings, dear friends. How are y'all?
Great.
Doing great, Kenny.
Excellent. It's always fun to talk to y'all. I've got a question for you. You might not have ever been asked before.
Mm-hmm.
We're ready.
Who's y'all's favorite magician?
I feel a punchline like coming.
To say, I think he's setting us up for a joke.
Bracing for the punchline.
Do y'all have one?
David Copperfield.
That's a good answer. Mine has always been the great Calipari.
I knew.
Because this magician, he has these great outfits, and he has just such a persona, and he looks just excellent and fine. And he waves his wand, and 12 or 13 years, he won this mythical number one recruiting class championship. And it would drive the Kentucky fans wild. We're national champs in recruiting. We're national champs. He would start four or five freshmen, you know, ups and downs in the season, usually finish second in an average SEC, get bounced out of the tournament, wave his wand again, and then say, please don't judge us. We're young. That's one of the greatest acts I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Believe me. It's well documented in Lexington. They started keeping tallies of that stuff.
Yeah. And him saying, don't judge us, we're young, was that sort of like the Menendez brothers saying, don't put us in jail, we're orphans?
Jeez.
Wow.
Jeez, Kenny.
Golly. Yeah.
Kenny.
You did it.
Kenny.
It's Friday. He is frisky.
Going dark.
Oh, about man. 5 years ago, now this is no lie. I mean, y'all heard him saying, I heard him say, about 5 years ago, Calipari, the great Calipari, my favorite magician, started saying, I'm here to get these players to the NBA.
Yep.
I'm not here for a championship. I mean, the minute he said that, even if you like the guy or not, if you work at Kentucky, if you're his boss, you got to call him in and say, John, you might believe that. You cannot say that in public. That's no other coach in America. Saban would not say that. Mm-mm. I'm not here to win championships in Alabama. I'm getting players pro. I mean, that just doesn't make sense. Mm-mm. And, I mean, he said that over and over again. Yep. I don't know how he kept his job after he started saying that.
He was saying it to be a recruiter, Kenny. And you understand that, sir. He's saying that to recruit. It's a recruiting tool.
Right, but you can't say at Kentucky, I'm not here. What matters to me is getting these guys to the next level.
I get it. I'm just saying he's saying it. To recruit.
Don't forget, Kenny.
Because of the guys he was going after.
He was saying over and over again he doesn't care about winning the SEC tournament, which, you know, all those thousands and thousands of fans that travel every year to the SEC tournament, and he just slapped them in the face and said, I don't care about your time off that you took from work, the hard-earned money that you're spending. I'm not here to win this tournament. But thanks for coming.
Well, yep. Being born in Louisville and moving here and rooting for Vandy, I'm not shedding too many big blue tears, but just looking at it from the outside, it's just sort of, it's been an odd experience.
Yeah.
They've hired an adult, and Pope is going to do a good job.
Okay.
Y'all have a great day.
You too, Kenny.
So give him time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll see. You know, that's the key. By the way, my answer is David Blaine.
That's a good one.
I'll go with David Blaine.
Okay. Not bad. No, I bet.
That's my final answer.
If I think about it, I'd probably go Penn and Teller. But, you know,
Penn and Teller.
I'd think about
it. I mean, when you think about it, Teller is like, isn't that the greatest gig in the world?
It's pretty good.
But it's not really, though.
Why?
Because every time you're out in public, you have to live up to that
role.
No,
you don't.
No?
I've talked to him.
Have you really?
Absolutely. They've come to TPAC, and he'll come out and talk.
Really?
I've spoken to him, shook his hand, talked to him.
And he responded.
Talked back. Absolutely.
Really?
He says, a lot of people think I don't talk. That's not true.
Oh.
I mean, I don't talk on stage, but
right.
That's just the act. He sat there and talked to like 20, 30 people.
Oh, I didn't know he did that.
Absolutely.
Because
a lot of people
I've seen
don't.
Him on shows as Teller, and he will not talk.
During the show now.
Yeah, he will not talk.
He doesn't do it.
No, I'm not talking about a magic show. I'm talking about like an appearance on a show.
Yeah, they're doing a show
and so
at that
he
point.
Stays in character.
Yeah. Yeah, but after the show, off stage,
okay.
I'm telling you, my wife and I both stood there and spoke with him.
So in public, he talks?
Very much so.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
It's, you know, it's crazy.
Okay, but up on stage.
It was a weird experience. I'll give you that. It was strange. This guy you've been watching for 25, 30 years not speak, and all of a sudden he's standing in front of you talking. Yeah, so that part was weird. I agree.
Are we talking about Calipari or Penn?
Well, nobody's ever accused him of not talking.
But say, no,
ever.
He speaks
ever.
Plenty.
In things public. That have never been said. You know, I wish Coach Cal would talk more.
Yeah. Quite the opposite. It's I think a lot of people wish he would go the Teller route.
It's too quiet.
Just don't say anything, man. Just.
All right, we'll get you another Masters leaderboard update. Come back and wrap up the first hour next.
You enjoy the thrill of gambling, but what happens when it becomes a problem? Whether you want to cut back or quit gambling altogether, the Gambling Clinic has been helping people change their gambling for over two decades. We're here to help, not to judge. The Gambling Clinic is a Tennessee-based clinic offering in-person and telehealth support to help people win back their life. Visit us at thegamblingclinic.com. This project is funded by the Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request.
Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
It's just a few cocktails at happy hour.
There aren't any cops around.
After every game, we always have a few. It's no big deal.
It was just a few drinks. I'm good.
Hey, I can hold my liquor.
I drink and drive all the time.
If you put away some drinks, put away your keys. Fans don't let fans drive drunk.
Brought to you by the Tennessee Highway Safety Office, a division of the Tennessee Department of Safety and Homeland Security.
Hey, this is George Plaster. Looking forward to joining the WNSR family Monday, April the 29th with Kelly Holcomb, Watson Brown, and Billy Derrick. We'll continue to broadcast from the Ford Ice Center in Bellevue, but now we have the ability to take your phone calls. 4 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday, April 29th. We'll get it started. Hope you'll join us on Nashville Sports Radio.
You're listening live from the Strike and Spare Studios, downtown Music City. It's the McFarland Show.
It is. By the way, Mike tweeted at me and said that Mark Pope video was for an anniversary of a Kentucky championship that he was a part of.
Yeah, so. 1996, I think, is what I read.
That was, yes, 96, and that was... That team was one of the best teams I've ever seen assembled in college basketball. 97 is when they lost. We talked about it overtime and to Arizona.
Is that 96? That Jamal Mashburn team?
Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson, though.
They were. That team was silly, silly, silly good. Jamal Mashburn, Antoine Walker.
Antoine Walker is pretty special. So, you missed that.
Mike is correct. That was an anniversary video.
Yeah,
so,
about
that 96 team.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get you a leaderboard down at Augusta National. Bryson DeChambeau atop the leaderboard right now. He is through 12 today. Shot a 65 yesterday, and he is even today, and he is 7-under on the tournament. Max Homa, Scottie Scheffler at 6-under. Nicola Hoegaard at 4-under. Danny Will at 4-under. Cameron Davis, 3-under. Let's see. Patrick Cantlay is 3-under after shooting a 71 yesterday. He's through 8 today. And by the way, it looks like Tiger is going to make the cut, which honestly, I didn't think he was going to. If you asked me coming into the tournament, I was like, probably not. Looks like he is.
Normally, you know, we're trained to believe that Tiger making the cut normally means that, you know, it's bad news for everybody else. But that's been a long time ago since, you know, Tiger making the cut meant doom on Sunday afternoons.
Well, he's done. So he shot a 73 yesterday, a 72 today. So he is plus one, and he is done.
Okay.
The projected cut line is plus four.
Oh, it sounds like he's in there.
It looks like he's, that's what I said, he's going to make it.
Sounds like he's Let's in see. There. That's cool.
Other notables, Vijay Singh is plus four.
Man. Vijay
Sergio
Singh.
Garcia plus two. Brooks Koepka plus two. Justin Thomas plus one. Phil Mickelson plus one. All right, that's going to do it for the first hour. We're going to switch gears, talk NFL draft. We're less than 2 weeks away. We'll bring in our guy, Justin Mello, who's going to give us all the skinny on all these draft picks. We'll do that next here on WNSR.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The U.S. warning Israel that Iran is preparing a possible attack in retaliation for airstrikes that killed high-ranking Iranian officials in Syria. The U.S. now moving more troops and assets to the region. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says the mission is to deter and support Israel's defense.
I would just say that we're watching this very, very closely. We still deem the potential threat by Iran here to be real, to be viable, certainly a credible, and we're watching it as closely as we can.
The House renewed a key portion of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act today. The measure now heads to the Senate. The so-called FISA law allows U.S. intelligence to gather information overseas on foreign nationals without a warrant. Vice President Kamala Harris in the battleground state of Arizona today for a campaign event. It follows the Arizona Supreme Court ruling upholding a Civil War era law that bans nearly all abortions in the state. This is ABC News.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
NSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh, oh,
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Second hour on this Friday afternoon. We are the McFarlands, Darren and Justin here with you, and we are live in the Strike Is Bear Family Fun Center studio. Hope everybody's having a good Friday. It's gorgeous out today, and this weekend, it's going to be spectacular. It's going to be
chef's kiss.
About 80 degrees or close to it, Saturday and Sunday. DJ Damon is alongside for the ride. Let's switch gears. In less than 2 weeks, on Thursday night up in Detroit, the NFL draft will begin. The first round. Titans hold the number 7 pick, and our guy Justin Mello is on the line with us from the Draft Network, and he is going to help us navigate this draft and this pick for the Titans at 7. Justin, you're in the room. Rand Carthon has said, Justin Mello, thanks for being here with us today. Could you stand up, sir? We're at our pick, and nobody's taken a tackle yet. Should we take a tackle? And if so, who? What are you going to tell the room?
Well, I'm sprinting the pick to the podium, guys. I think Joe Alt, the tackle from Notre Dame, is the best overall tackle prospect in this draft, and he is certainly worthy of being the number 7 overall pick. He is the most commonly mocked player to the Titans, and for a good reason. They've got a hole at left and right tackle. You guys are probably not aware of this because it just happened. But they just traded for a tackle a second ago, one that I'm not familiar with. Leroy Watson from the Cleveland Browns is going to the Titans for a 7th-round draft pick. Interesting there because there is a connection to Bill Callahan on staff. Of course, offensive line coach Bill Callahan coached him last year in Cleveland. So to me, it sounds like a direct request from Callahan, but Watson now becomes the 4th tackle on the Titans roster. The other three are sophomore UDFA John Ajoku, sophomore 6th-round pick Jalen Duncan, and Nicholas Petit-Friere, who has not played well and has had a suspension and all kinds of issues. So this is not a good tackle room right now in Tennessee. They need new starters on both sides, in my opinion. A little surprised one didn't arrive through free agency. I mean, there's still a couple of veteran guys out there, but not looking like they're going to address that position through free agency. So if I'm in that room and no tackle's been taken, Joe Alt, best tackle in the class, is a no-brainer at 7 overall.
People tend to cringe. They get the heebie-jeebies when they think about the last 2 years at left tackle. I said it earlier in the show. Justin and I have been covering this team all 25 years they've been here in Nashville, and it's the worst 2 years they've ever had at left tackle. Of the 25, if you're ranking the years, last year and the year before that were the worst 2 years since they've been in Nashville. That's how bad it's been. It's clear they have to address this. I don't know what's going to happen with the Giants and the Chargers. Those seem to be
wild card.
Yeah, those are the wild card teams directly in front of them. But I just wanted to know from you. You're our expert. You're saying, and I know most everybody has Joe Alt, but you say 100% he is the guy. If he's there, you have to take him. Is that what you're saying?
That's how I feel. And I understand if a trade back situation arises, they may be tempted. Look, they don't have a lot of draft capital. They just forfeited another pick minutes ago, albeit a 7th rounder. But they already didn't have a lot of picks before that. Now they've got one less. They don't have a 3rd rounder following the Will Levis trade up last year. They don't have a 3rd rounder next year with the Legarius Sneed trade. There's a lot of holes on this roster. Look, at some point, they need premium players at premium positions, and that's going to have to arrive, ascending players, you know, that's going to have to arrive through the draft, through your drafting. They don't have a lot of picks. This is a deep class of tackles. I can understand the temptation to trade down. I wouldn't be stunned if they trade down, but I do think Joe Alt is the best tackle in the class. If he's there at 7, he's plug and play. I mean, you think of a left side of him and Peter Skoronski, they might be, using last year's draft class as well, they might be the two most technically advanced prospects in the last two drafts that's on the offensive line. You talk about pairing them together on the left side of your line, and you're doing that with Bill Callahan as your offensive line coach. And you said what you said about left tackle. You're right. You look at the last 25 years, they've been fortunate that it hasn't been a bigger hole. I mean, remember when they drafted Taylor Lewan and everyone thought they didn't love it at the time because they had Michael Roos on the roster still, and it ended up being a genius decision because Lewan just filled Michael Roos' shoes essentially right away. Like, this franchise went from Michael Roos to Taylor Lewan. They were extremely fortunate, right? Like, it's one of the three most important positions in football.
Justin,
they were extremely fortunate that that happened.
Justin, until the nightmare of the last 2 years, this market has only known Brad Hopkins, Michael Roos,
right,
and Taylor Lewan.
Yes. That's what I mean.
And the other two, the last 2 years, I'm not even going to mention their names because everyone's already deleted them from their memory banks. They don't exist.
They certainly don't belong in that company with those three.
No.
Right? We certainly know that. So, as I said, they've been so fortunate to have those three players in their short history, all since moving to Tennessee, to Nashville. So, you know what? It was bound to happen eventually. All teams go through it. They've certainly been run through the ringer at that position over these last 2 years. The worst left tackle play in the NFL 2 years in a row, bar none, in my opinion. I think there have been worst offensive lines, but left tackle specifically, the worst any team has had, especially when you combine year to year. So it's a position that, again, I'm a little surprised they didn't grab a tackle in free agency, but they didn't. And what that means is it's really upped the urgency, right, to grab one in the draft that can play right away. And Joe Alt is that kind of player.
Okay, we're back in the draft room. Rand Carthon has just pounded the desk, and he just blurted out something we can't repeat on the radio. The Giants took Joe Alt. Son of a gun. He's gone. He's off the board. So what we want to know on this show, and our listeners want to know, what is the gap between Alt and Fashanu? Is it still worthy at 7, or do you pivot from the position we've made abundantly clear on the show that they need to address big time, but is that gap too big? And you have to pivot because it's not worth a 7th pick, or do you feel comfortable taking him at 7?
I do think you'd be reaching a little bit if you took him at 7. And look, if you pay attention to the national mock draft scene, and that's certainly not the end-all, be-all, but a lot of those are done with insider information. If you pay attention to the guys that actually talk to GMs before they complete mock draft, guys like Daniel Jeremiah, you know, of that caliber, you're seeing him slide to like the mid-teens. I think I saw him at 20 overall about a week ago. So I do think he'd be reaching a little at number 7. If he's not on the board being Joe Alt, I think you're trying like heck to trade down because all of a sudden now you've got a gap of tackles that, you know, you could take any of them at 12, 13, 14 overall, which I think is the range you would trade down into. You're looking at the possibility where he, you know, Fashanu may still be on the board at that point. I'm looking at the guys from Georgia and Oklahoma, Amarius Mims and Tyler Guyton. By the way, I broke news a few days ago that they had Guyton in there in Nashville for a 30 visit, a pre-draft visit. I look at those two. I look at J.C. Latham, the tackle from Alabama, who they also had on a pre-draft visit in Nashville. I look at the kid from Washington, Troy Fatanu. Like, there is just a Talis Fuaga, the right tackle from Oregon State. All of a sudden, there are a slew of tackles that you're going to be able to take in the, you know, in that mid-range if Alt's not there and you decide you want to trade down. There's a bunch of them. Now, I'm sure they don't like all of them. That's not the way this works. But I'm sure they like a couple of them, right? So I think at that point, I think you're trying to trade down, pick up some of that draft capital that you don't have, and still feel good about your chances of coming away with a tackle that can play right away.
Okay, the first four picks are quarterbacks. Then the Chargers get up there and they say, Joe Alt. Then the Giants say, fine, we're going to take Fashanu. What do you do at 7 if you're the Titans then? Rand Carthon looks at you and says, Justin, what should we do here?
I'm turning in the card faster than anyone has ever turned it in. with Marvin Harrison Jr., the wide receiver from Ohio State. He's the best wide receiver prospect I've ever scouted.
Oh,
I mean, he's
really?
The best overall ever. He is the best overall player in the draft, like number one. If position didn't matter, he's the best. I mean, I'd be stunned if he's there at number seven, but we're playing out your scenario here. Yeah, it's a no-brainer. I mean, you worry about the tackle, but I think you're talking about, again, a potential Hall of Fame wide receiver, and I hate using that term, but like you remember scouting Julio Jones when he came out? Like, that's how good he is. So, and you think, remember the Cleveland Browns, they traded out of that pick, they got cute. You remember what they ended up for trading out of that pick? For I think it ended up with like Johnny Manziel and Justin Gilbert and a bunch of junk that they never actually, you know, got to use at a high level. So don't get cute. Falcons did a great job that year trading out. They came up for like 20 overall, I think they did, for Julio Jones. I mean, he's that type of prospect. So if he's just there at number seven, I'm a little worried about who's going to protect the quarterback next year, but I'm getting the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr.
Okay. Let's talk about a couple of other teams before I get back into the Titans. The Arizona Cardinals are a bit of a wild card at number four. As Darren just said, you know, maybe the first four teams take all quarterbacks. The Cardinals wouldn't take a quarterback, would they? Or the Cardinals up for trading back?
I think they're a candidate to trade back. The only reason I say that is because if you know general manager Monty Austenfort, and if we know him a little bit here in Tennessee, right?
Yes, sir.
He was a right-hand man for a couple of years to John Robinson. He loves the trade back. He loves it, right? He did it last year a couple times. He moved up and down the board in his first year as GM, and he's been very open that he's potentially willing to do it again. This is what I can't grasp with them. They've got seven picks in the opening 104. Seven, okay? They've got 11 picks total. They've already got a ton of capital to improve this roster. If they want to trade back, he is telling you that's the mantra he 100% believes in, okay? I want as many bites of the apple as I can get. And even though I've got seven picks in the 104, I want even more. If I was them, this would be a no-brainer. And this is not a question disrespecting you guys at all. Do you know who their number one receiver is right now? Because nobody knows. It is Michael Wilson.
Sure.
Number one receiver in Arizona. Sophomore to be, that they took in like the fourth round last year. They have no receivers. Why they would trade out of that Marvin Harrison Jr. pick is something I have a hard time grasping. Because we all think quarterbacks are going 1, 2, 3, and Harrison's going to be there for them at 4. Now, look, the only way they do that, they trade down, they think they can still get him. Doesn't make sense to me. I don't think that if you're trading out of that pick, someone's going to take him before you get a chance to. Or maybe they like one of the other receivers better. Maybe they say, we're going down to 8, 9, 10, and we're going to get Malik Nabers or Rome Odunze. We've got a very similar grade on one of them, or we like one of them even better. I don't think it's impossible, but, you know, so maybe that's what they're thinking. But to me, looking at the depth chart at receiver, looking at the draft capital they already have, they should stick and pick Marvin Harrison Jr.
All right, so let me go here. Let me go further up in the draft then, because there are a couple of teams here. If Marvin Harrison is everything that you're saying that he is, and I have zero reason to doubt you, good sir, none. But if Marvin Harrison is the best player in the draft, regardless of position, if you're the Commanders or the Patriots, are you really going to pass on Marvin Harrison to draft J.J. McCarthy or Drake May? I mean, is that what you're really doing? If you think Marvin Harrison is a first ballot Hall of Famer breathing, are you really going to pass on him to go with a quarterback who we know the bust rate on quarterbacks is fairly high in the first round?
I think it depends on the quarterback and it depends on the situation. Now, I think the Washington Commanders are locked into a quarterback at number two. So even though I am high on Marvin Harrison Jr., I look at what you got to analyze the situation, right? I look at what they have. They don't have a quarterback, and they've got a new regime, right? A new GM, a new head coach, first year in their roles.
Yeah.
And they've got two receivers they really like, right? And Terry McLaurin and Jahan Dotson. One of them was just a first-round pick very recently, right? I think Dotson was 2 years ago, same year as the Treylon Burks year. So you like what you have at receiver. You know you're on the right. You just got the jobs. You got to decide the direction you're going to take this franchise in, right?
Yeah.
And this is a really good draft with quarterbacks. It is. So if I'm Washington at number two, I understand why. And I'm not saying why they would. I'm going to say why they will pass on Marvin Harrison Jr. and take either Jaden Daniels or Drake May, because that's what they're going to do at number two. And from what I've heard, the writing's on the wall, I'm very confident that that's going to be Jaden Daniels for them at number two.
Wow. Wow. I'm just, you understand what I'm saying. It's just with everything overriding here, if three quarterbacks go in the first round, one of these guys, probably two of these guys, are not going to work. I mean, history just shows us that. I mean, it's obvious that, you know, two or three of these guys aren't going to pan out.
All of those teams have already moved on from Zach Wilson and Trey Lance and Mac Jones and Justin Fields. They all went in the same draft not that long ago. All four teams have already moved on. Of course, one of them's going to bust. Maybe two or three of them.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get at least four in the first round. Two or three of them might bust.
Good
at least
grief.
One, but it's probably going to be two or three. But look, it's the nature of the beast. A scout once told me, when you don't have a quarterback, right, it keeps you up at night, right? Like, when you don't have one, you spend every second of every day trying to figure out how to get one, right? And the reality is, there's no exact science to this. You've got to take that risk. This is, on paper, a very good quarterback draft. You also have to factor that next year's class. Well, I know we're a year away, but it doesn't look very good. Teams are not very high on it right now. They're not expecting it to be a good class next year.
Yeah.
And this one looks to be very good. So if you're in that position at two or three overall, you hope, knock on wood, you're not in that position very often, right? And you need a quarterback and you're in a good class, then you've got to take one.
All right. I've been listening to some of your podcasts, or you guys have been, you know, posting a lot over there. I noticed a few weeks ago, when we were trying to decide the backup quarterback, you mentioned the name A.J. McCarron. They end up going with Mason Rudolph. Your thoughts on Mason Rudolph versus Malik Willis, or is Malik Willis not long for this team?
I don't know. I don't think Malik Willis is going to be on the 2024 Titans, unless, you know, the third quarterback rule keeps getting a little bit more lenient. So perhaps they decide to carry three. But look, Brian Callahan laid it out during, I think it was the NFL Combine, when they asked him about backup quarterbacks.
Yeah.
He laid out his criteria for that position pretty clearly, right? And he said that they wanted a guy with experience that could come in and play and help them win games if the starting quarterback misses a few. And what did they do? They went out and got a guy that fits that definition to a T. They went out and got Mason Rudolph, who I do think, look, people are mistaken when it comes to backup quarterbacks. There's not a lot of good ones. Okay, look around the league. It's usually a barren of talent. There's not a lot of talent at that spot. There just isn't. So Mason Rudolph actually is a good, say what you want about him, he's a good backup quarterback. He came in last year for Pittsburgh and won them a bunch of games down the stretch, helped them get to the playoffs, and they got into the postseason. A lot of people thought they wouldn't. And they benched their first-round quarterback, right, for him in Kenny Pickett, who they've now moved on from already. So Mason Rudolph fits the criteria that Brian Callahan looked for in a backup quarterback. This is a no-brainer. This is not a competition. He is the number two quarterback. It won't be Malik Willis. And I'm not sure that Malik Willis will be on the 2024 Titans. I wouldn't say that right now with any sort of confidence.
All right, Justin, last thing real quick. This team did not draft any defensive players last year. And so far in the first two rounds, all we've talked about is offensive players. We've talked about the fact they're going to take a tackle. And in the second round, most people think they're going to get into the wide receiver game. When is this team getting to the defense? When are they going to, because now we're talking about a fourth rounder, unless they make a trade. Fourth round before they draft their next defensive player, potentially.
I think that second round pick is going to be a defensive player.
Okay.
I think the wide receiver stuff, we were big on that until they went out and got Calvin Ridley. I think that changes things. When you look at what they've got on the defense, there's a huge need at edge opposite Harold Landry. You know, with Dinico no longer there, Autry, they got to go and get someone that could play opposite Landry on early downs. They don't have that player on the roster. Callahan himself called Arden Key a rotational rusher about a week ago, which is an assessment I agree with. I look at inside linebacker. There's still a pretty big hole there after losing Azeez El-Shaair.
Yeah.
And I look at safety. I mean, I think it's a little early to go safety. I look at D-tackle. I think they could use a D-tackle. If I was a betting man right now, I look at 38. I think it's likelier to be an edge defender, a D-lineman, or a linebacker than it is another offensive player, another receiver.
Okay, let's just, for the sake of this discussion as we wrap this up, it is a receiver. Give us a couple names you think will be hovering around that 38 spot that could be realistic they would take if they were in their wide receiver market.
think there are a few. You know, I think Xavier Leggett from South Carolina is one that fits the profile they would like. Reminds me a little of A.J. Brown coming out in the sense that he's extremely tough to tackle after the catch. Well-built, you know, rocked-up guy that breaks a lot of tackles in the open field. Could play the X position, which is probably going to be a need a year from now when DeAndre Hopkins is no longer under contract. I look at Keon Coleman, the wide receiver from Florida State. I think there's a chance he's available there at 38. I don't think he's going to go in the first round. He's a dominant, big-bodied X-type. Reminds me a little of T. Higgins, where he's like a vertical, contested catch guy. If they want a smaller body type that just gets open and separates from coverage a little better than those guys do, I look at Ladd McConkey from Georgia. You know, reminds me a little of like a Tyler Lockett, where he's just really good, route runner, can play multiple positions, alignment, versatile. I think those three, Keon Coleman, Ladd McConkey, and Xavier Leggett, are three that they would consider at 38 if that's the route they want to go.
Well, the league recently has shown us that you can get wide receivers in the second round. Really, really good ones. Debo Samuel, A.J. Brown.
D.K. Metcalf.
D.K. Metcalf. I'm trying to, what else? Let's see, Debo.
Michael Pittman Jr., T. Higgins.
Higgins was second round. I think you're right on Pittman. So, I mean, those are all number one guys. I mean, second round guys. So you can do it, and the league has done it here recently. So it'll be interesting.
And a lot of those guys went right around 38. A lot of them.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Justin, always appreciate it.
Thank you,
for doing this.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Pleasure's all mine. Have a great weekend. You guys know where to find me.
All right, Justin Mello. He's fantastic. The Draft Network is where you can find his work. Follow him on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it, at @JustinM_NFL. We could have done a whole hour easily.
Easily. You
know? Easily. That was hard to squeeze all that in one segment. We're wide open the rest of the hour. If you want to get involved, you can. 615-844-5600. That is the phone line and the text line. More of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
And now, Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless effort should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors LLC. They're professionals who care.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
And now, Ramirez's Handyman in Framing is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please go to USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. For all your residential or commercial framing, roofing, siding, and handyman needs, no job's too big or too small. So give the pros a call at 972-684-0750. 972-684-0750. That's Ramirez's Handyman in Framing. They're professionals who care.
It's a Bill King Show.
We created a rule decades ago on the show. Weddings, things of that nature, during the playing portion, do not get consideration. No. Don't do that. Weddings are meant for the spring. They do not get consideration during the playing portion of the season. That's just the way we work it around here. That's the way we play it around here.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Studios. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
That is true. Very, very true. Get you a Masters leaderboard update here soon. We're live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. Don't forget, you can download the app for free, WNSR. It's easy to do, and you can listen anywhere in the world. You can also go to WNSR.com and listen live there. Or you can listen up in Detroit, like Dr. Detroit.
Hey.
Didi, what's up?
Darren McFarland, how are you, sir?
Good, how are you?
Actually, a good day yesterday and a pretty good day today. About a mile away from putting my beautiful 2020 blue Ford Fusion bombshell in the shop to get a small little repair for it. So, I like to thank all my sponsors. No, I'm not going to do that to you.
No, okay. I was like, man.
Cool. I used to do that to you, and you're like, God.
I don't know.
No.
Hey, you want to be our draft correspondent in a couple weeks up in Detroit?
You know, I don't think it's on my list right now. It's on my list right now. Really, I'm thinking, hey, and some of us from the Slaughterhouse, which a famous person from your radio show slid up and gave me a headlock at the Slaughterhouse Monday night. No, he didn't give me a headlock, but the guy in the morning. What's that guru's name in the morning? He thinks he's a sports...
Bill King put you in a headlock?
No, it was Bill. John Burton.
There it is. Jobin Burton. Johnny Walker.
Yeah. Jonathan Burton.
Johnny Walker Burton.
Yes.
Jonathan Burton.
Jonathan Burton.
He came in... Monday night for a little bit.
Yeah.
Fun times.
Right.
Yeah, it was nice.
Okay.
But anyway, don't think I'm not planning that. God, you know what? I totally forgot it was in Detroit. I keep seeing commercials. I'm like, where's it going to be? I'm thinking somewhere that I know. And then I finally see Detroit, and I'm like, oh, yeah, it is in Detroit. But, I'm pretty stoked about that.
Yeah, you could have answered my question by just going, oh, it's in Detroit? I didn't even realize that. And that would have been our answer.
You know how dumbfounded I am, but I don't watch much TV unless it's late night, maybe in a night manager of a restaurant once again. But anyway, about to go see my Tigers play the Twins at 5:45 at the official headquarters. And I won't have to say the name because I've been saying it ever since I've been on the air. So anyway, what's up? What's up for you, and what have you got for the Titans squad? Who do you got for the Titans pick? A lot of defense, more offense.
As in the first pick?
As in the first pick. What are they going for?
I think, as we stated earlier in the show, they're going to go offensive tackle.
Did you just yawn?
Yeah.
Yes, he did.
Because Justin said it's boring.
It is
and
boring.
And I'm like, well, but they need
boring
a left.
Boring is good right now for them.
They need a left
tackle. It's good because it's boring because it's been way too exciting. When they don't have a good offensive tackle.
Yeah.
Well, see, I agree. I mean, I thought they load up on offense. I think Detroit's still worried about their defense. But anyway, are you guys going up?
No.
We can see it from here.
Yeah.
Do I need to borrow money out of my Edward Jones stock investment?
No.
I wouldn't do that.
I would.
I would leave that alone.
Sure.
Yeah.
You should leave it alone.
Appreciate the offer, but
you should leave it alone.
Hey, a trip to two... Us three amigos So the Motor City.
Oh, it'd be classic.
Wow.
It would be classic.
I tell you, that city has really got to be thriving, just like how Nashville always hits a grand slam when we ever host anything. Have any All-Star game, grand slam, hit it all the ballpark. Have the NFL draft, grand slam, hit it all. Oh, what's that guy's, the guy on Anchorman? Whammy! We whammied it out of the Motor City. I mean, the Music City. I love that movie. We whammied it out of the Music City. Oh, my God.
But I love anyway, Lamp.
Yes. Okay, you got me going now. Hey, thanks for the chuckle.
Thank you, D.D. We appreciate it.
I'm about to go in the garage right now. You want to say hi to my Two Rivers gurus?
Say hi to the Two Rivers gurus?
No, you don't have to. I've been doing business 35 years.
Okay. Well, good luck with the car.
There you go, man.
Absolutely.
Thank you, D.D.
God bless.
Have a great weekend.
Maybe they'll give me Shelby. See ya.
You stay classy, San Diego.
It's never dull.
Jeez.
It's never dull.
What just happened? I feel like I've been on a roller coaster.
Hey, Dr. Detroit, you want to be our draft correspondent? Where's the draft? Okay, never mind.
Wow.
Where is it again?
Can you never explain mind. The answer that he just gave at all?
The answer to what? To not. Which? To what thing?
No, probably not. No.
I was just curious.
He talks quite a bit about quite a few things. I don't know the answer to what, where, and who.
615. I know it's, you don't want to follow that because that's a tough follow, but it if is. You would like to, 615-844-5600. That is the phone line and the text line. Predators tonight in Chicago to take on the Blackhawks. Boo! Okay. That's just old habits.
Okay.
But they're not really a threat anymore.
I was going to say, I don't think they care.
Yeah, they're not a threat.
They know what they're doing.
But what is interesting is the standings.
From what aspect?
Well, things that keep happening. Maybe okay. Their first-round opponent keeps changing daily.
Well.
And they may, they're not careful. And I don't know if it's careful. I don't know what the right matchup is.
No, there is no right. I'm just saying
they may end up with Dallas first round.
All right. I mean, listen, if you're them, you know.
Only because Vegas has a game in hand.
Yeah. But, you know, if you're them, does it, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but does it really matter if you're them? I mean, aren't they going to be, they're going to be the underdog no matter who they end
yes.
up with?
Yes, of course.
So, you know.
Of course.
I mean, I'm sure travel, I mean, from the travel aspect, I'm sure they'd rather play Dallas than they would, you know, dealing with Vancouver or Edmonton, you know, it's a shorter flight down to DFW than it is up there. So maybe there's an advantage there somehow. But overall, I mean, I don't think it makes that big of a difference if you're them.
Tonight in Chicago, 7:30, and then tomorrow back at home. That's the home finale in the regular season. They host the Blue Jackets. They're poop, and then they finish up the regular season on Monday, tax day, in Pittsburgh against the Penguins, and that's a big one because the Penguins need points.
Okay,
question gonna be another day, Dr. Detroit.
That's do what now?
Dr. Detroit said, I'm trying to get it out while I remember it. Dr. Detroit said, are the Red Wings going to win in their playoff game coming up?
In their playoff game.
They need to make the playoffs.
Do they have a playoff matchup that I was unaware of?
Okay.
They haven't made the playoffs.
It's okay. Passing the word.
Okay.
I understand. Well,
thank you.
But they haven't made the playoffs yet.
That was Dr. Detroit.
Okay.
They haven't been eliminated.
But they're in a battle.
Oh, okay.
Pittsburgh, Washington, and Detroit are
battling. What a thing there in the East.
Let's go back to the phones. Mike, what's up?
Mike.
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey, Mike.
I know yesterday brought back a lot of memories of where you were when the O.J. Simpson stuff went down.
Yeah.
We got back from Oklahoma City yesterday, went out there for some bowling meetings, Strike and Spare family did.
Nice.
And got a chance to walk and see the memorial. So it'll be a week from the day marks 29 years of the Oklahoma City bombing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Man.
That's been 29 years.
The federal building there in Oklahoma City. And Timothy McVeigh and all that yesterday.
Very, very tragic day in our history. We stayed right by the baseball stadium there, the AAA team. They are actually without a name now. They were the Dodgers. I think they just got new ownership groups, so they're just going by the Oklahoma City Baseball Club for this year. But they've been there for quite a while. They used to be the 89ers back in the day.
Yeah.
Mm.
So got a nice stadium. I didn't go. We were busy, but the Thunder played two nights in a row. They got a pretty good following there for the Thunder. They've had a great year so far. Hopefully my Mavericks will knock them out.
I've never been to Oklahoma City.
Neither have I.
Well, first time I'd been since I was a senior in high school. I went to visit a college, Oklahoma Christian. Not a lot to do there.
No.
Not a whole lot to do. The baseball stadium and the arena is a nice part of town. But, yeah, there's not. I guess Norman's pretty close by if you're going to go to watch the Sooners play. But, no, it's just not really a destination city.
Hmm.
Hey, what about, I think y'all mentioned yesterday, did y'all read all about the Ohtani's interpreter and all the bets he made?
Yes.
Well, he had a
there's a 800 number that he should call.
I mean, I think the first thing you bet is UCLA soccer and lost that, and they weren't just small amounts either.
Now, did I see this correctly? I had to sift through all that. Did I see this correctly, Mike? 19,000 bets, and they are saying for sure that nothing was on baseball. Is that right?
I have heard that. Now, that was over like a four-year span, and they had the transcript between he and the bookie back and forth, and they would just float. He said he was good for it, and they would float him. And I don't know when he actually started taking it out of Ohtani's account, but, I mean, that just shows when some of those people just get so addicted to the gambling. It's just he won $140 million, but he lost $180
million. Yeah.
I guess. And those people, they don't just, I'll put a few dollars here and there on DraftKings or whatever, but, I mean, for some people, it ain't about $2 or $3.
I enjoy it, you know, on a small scale, but it's just too nerve-wracking to have that much at stake. I couldn't deal with that every day.
Oh, man.
Because clearly every day he's got tons down on, you know, who knows what, every single day. Jeez. I couldn't ride that roller coaster every day. I couldn't do it.
Well, I'm in the middle of watching the baseball documentary. I know it's 30 years old, from Ken Burns, and it was, and just back then, especially in baseball, it was so much where the gambling was. That kind of corrupted the game with the Black Sox scandals, and a lot of the players weren't making that much money. So a lot of it was crooked, and they were taking money and throwing game. And I saw something else about basketball back in the day, and that was prevalent in basketball also, but it's shunned because it could ruin the game. But then nowadays, every league is sponsored by all these draft or all these betting apps. But that's what the receiver for the Titans, he lost a year, right?
With another team.
All right, guys, that's all I got.
It's
y'all
real.
Have a good weekend.
Yep, thank you, Mike.
Down.
You too.
Thank you, Mike. Down and see ya.
All right. Good stuff. Good stuff from him, as always.
Yeah.
We'll take a break. Speaking of that, let's dive a little bit into also we've explored a little bit more of the move to Salt Lake City.
Yeah, for the Coyotes.
Yeah, which is really interesting.
It is. A lot of moving parts. Not just the team.
All right, we'll do that next as you listen to the McFarland Show, WNSR.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our Ghost Pepper Sauce, our Thai Sweet Chili, and our best-selling Black Truffle Hot Sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I, what makes Melinda so good? That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you. We promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, is proudly saluting all of our first responders for their service. This message is brought to you by Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC, serving Middle Tennessee. For all your roofing, siding, window, door, and exterior needs, give the pros a call today at 615-635-1790. 615-635-1790. That's Paramount Roofing and Exteriors, LLC. AJ and the staff are professionals who care.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
2-2 high in the air to deep right field. This thing's got wings. That's going to fly away. And it's 2-0 Atlanta.
Tonight, the division battles continue as the Braves hit the road to South Florida as Ozzie Albies and the Braves take on the Marlins in Miami.
Pregame coverage begins at 5:55 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The McFarland Show. Video streaming live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube from the Strike and Spare Studio.
Let's head down to Augusta, get you a leaderboard update. Bryson DeChambeau is done. No, he's only through 14, excuse me. He is 7 under and only through 14 today, shot a 65 yesterday. Max Homa is indeed done. Shot a 67 yesterday, 71 today. He is 6 under. Scotty Scheffler is through 9 today. He is 6 under. Let's see. I'm trying to get Patrick Cantlay, some notable names, is through 10 holes today. He's 2 under. Let's see. I'm trying to give you the American golfer. Tiger Woods is done. Shot 73, 72 both days. He is plus one. Phil Mickelson is also a plus one, but is only through 12 holes today. Justin Thomas is through 10 holes today. He's a plus one. Roy McIlroy, a plus one through 9. Brooks Koepka, plus two. Sergio Garcia, plus two. And Vijay Singh, plus four. Jason Day, plus four. And it looks like the projected cut line right now is plus four.
That means quite a few folks are going to make it there.
Adam Scott, by the way, is a plus six. Doesn't look like he's going to make the cut.
No, he's not.
How about that?
Hmm.
I'm trying to think. Ricky Fowler, who won the par three, kiss of death, is only through, he's through 10, but he's a plus six.
Well, he's got some ground to make up.
May miss the cut. Justin Rose, plus seven, is going to miss the cut, it looks like. Zach Johnson, plus eight through 14 today. Jordan Spieth, plus nine. And he's done. Plus nine.
Oh, he's done.
Jordan Spieth,
he's
done.
He's done for the weekend.
Bubba Watson, plus 10, done. Wow, he shot an 80 today. So there you go. Fred Couples plus 12, another one. Dunzo. Okay. Fred, we brought Couples, up this huh? Arizona Cows. You sent me an interview.
Yeah.
Between a radio station in Arizona, in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And in Salt Lake City.
Yes.
And it was well done.
It was. Kudos to those guys.
Very, very informational.
I'll just give it KSL.
Okay.
Kudos to those guys out there at KSL, which has been the longtime sports home out there in Salt Lake City. You know, the only radio station I've ever heard of in Salt Lake City, Utah, because of their coverage of the Jazz over the years. They've been the folks out there at KSL in Salt Lake City. So, very informative interview from them. And it looks like they are going to get a hockey team here, it would seem. This could be moving in to the Delta Center, which is around 30 years old. And, you know, the owner's going to be willing to pay through the nose. And he's willing to pay $1.3 billion to get the team there. The only question is, you know, what's going to – are there going to be other markets dealing with this at the same time? And how bad – and this is the question that I've had even after listening to that informative interview, Darren, is how bad does the NHL want to be in Phoenix and why? Why do they want to be in Phoenix so terribly bad? And I don't know the answer to that. You're in Las Vegas now, which is not, you know, it's up the road there. So regionally, you're not completely, you know, in the dark there. You don't have a team in San Diego, but you've got a couple of teams there in Southern California. I don't understand the need to be in Arizona that badly if you're the NHL.
I was shocked. The Coyotes owner must just be a bad owner. Clearly, it's been a mess for a bit.
You can't get it worked out.
I think what just shocked me is, so this is how this is going down, which tells me he's a bad businessman, even though he owns a professional franchise. But the league is going to buy them for $1 billion.
Yes.
The league. So he's selling the Coyotes to the league for $1 billion. The league is going to turn around and sell it to this ownership group, which is the Jazz owner, Ryan Smith.
Smith Entertainment, yes.
Ryan Smith, for $1.3 million. Billion, excuse me. $1.3 billion, the $300 million will be spread out amongst the owners.
Yes.
Okay? They'll divvy it up.
Yeah.
Well, my question is, why couldn't the Coyotes owner sell it to Ryan Smith for $1.3 billion and make an extra $300 million off the sell? Because it's clear that he was willing to pay $1.3 billion. Why is he selling it to the league for $1 billion?
It's a great question.
For the league to turn around and sell it to Ryan Smith, who's agreed to buy it for $1.3 billion.
It's a great question. Maybe he doesn't have the relationships. Maybe they don't trust him. I don't know.
There are two owners in the league.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's so weird.
The
other thing that got me wondering, I told you, I'm like, the Arizona Coyotes are worth $1 billion?
Doesn't the Board of Governors have to agree to that?
$1.3 billion?
Yeah.
What? So, it got me thinking during the break.
Sure.
Went to Forbes.
Yep. They're the Bible when it comes to this kind of stuff.
The Forbes has the Arizona Coyotes valued as the worst franchise in the league.
Yeah.
Least amount of money.
Yeah.
They value them at $500 million, according to Forbes.
Mm-hmm.
This was last year's report.
Yes.
2023.
Yes.
$500 million.
Mm-hmm.
But yet the league is going to buy them for $1 billion and turn around and sell it to Ryan Smith, who's going to pay $1.3 billion for a team or a franchise that's listed on Forbes valued at $500 million?
Maybe it's worth a lot more, you know, in Salt Lake City than it is there in Arizona. So it's not so much.
How?
We mean how?
Phoenix or Salt Lake City?
They don't have an arena in Phoenix where they can play. That's the problem.
I understand that.
So you're not going to get, they've got 14,000-15,000 people there where you've got, you know, 4,000 seat college arena there in Phoenix. So yeah, they're worth more in Salt Lake City. But, you know, what? What happened?
No, I agree. Because the setup that they have, they're basically gypsies right now. They went from Glendale, to this 5,000-seat arena.
Yeah, well, here's the other thing, Darren. They're worth that much because where are you going to get another one? Okay, they're $500 million. Well, I'm not paying that much. Okay, well, cool. Good luck going to get the next one. Where's the next one at? If you can just go buy another one, if somebody else is going to give you a better price, oh, that's right, there are no more for sale. It's just this one. So you have to pay whatever we tell you to pay because we've got a one-of-a-kind thing. If there was another team for sale where the Smiths can go and pay substantially less, then they would. But I think they're worth that much because, well, where are you going to get another one right now? Who's the other NHL team for sale?
I know, but Forbes has them valued at $500 million.
Yeah, because that's probably how much they're worth where they are currently right now. They're in Arizona with a 4,000-seat arena that's made for college.
Yeah.
So you move them to the Delta Center with a fan base, then,
which,
you know.
Which, by the way, they need a new arena.
They do, and they're going to get one.
Yeah, they're going to get one.
According to the things we've heard.
Yeah, the interview said they're going to get one.
They're going to get one because of the Winter Olympics that,
yes,
that are coming there.
It's 10 years,
yeah, 32.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a final break, come back. Nate, we'll get to you before we get out of here as you listen to the McFarland Show, WNSR.
BuyAndTow.com. Get cash for junk cars. You have a vehicle that's become a problem? You can get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. They'll buy your vehicle no matter the condition, in your driveway, at your mechanic shop, or even on the side of the road. You can call them at 615-480-6473 or visit BuyAndTow.com. Get cash in your hand today and your vehicle hauled away. 615-480-6473, BuyAndTow.com. That's BuyAndTow.com.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Hey, if you're looking for a place to catch all the hockey and hoops action this spring, look no further than the Alley Pub in Bellevue. And now here's Samantha to tell you about one of their great weekly specials.
Attention service industry. We want to say cheers to you at the Alley Pub, located at 7040 Highway 70 South in Bellevue. Every Wednesday night, bring a copy of your ABC card or pay stub to receive 20% off of your tab. Only at the Alley Pub, Bellevue's best sports bar and grill.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
We were here when Eddie George left. We were here when Chris Johnson left. They had to move on too. And Derrick Henry is doing the same. These guys cannot stay forever. That's just the deal.
It's just what it is.
Derrick Henry
made it to 30, and most people are ready to put 30-year-old running backs out to pasture.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
You're listening to The McFarland Show live on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Down to Columbia we go. Nate, welcome to The McFarland Show.
You are incorrect, sir. What did I say yesterday?
Oh, Chattanooga.
A-town.
He's in the new.
No, no, he's in A-Town now. He's in Atlanta. You're right. That's where he was going.
Yes, sir. We made it down about an hour ago.
Gosh, I knew I shouldn't be drinking margaritas during the show. Messes with my brain.
Go ahead, Nate. We only got a couple minutes, man.
So I was going to comment on the Ottawa Senators situation. I actually listened to 32 Thoughts podcast today.
We were talking about the Arizona situation.
Arizona. They said, so the Senators were sold for $950 million. And Elliot said that the next team to be sold would not be sold for less. So that's why they were sold for at least $1 billion. Which, I mean, like
Ottawa on the Forbes was valued at $950 million. So, okay.
I don't get it either, because I like y'all, the Coyotes are obviously less than basically every team in the league. So I don't understand it, but that's how Elliot framed it. So
you care to guess how much the Preds are valued at according to Forbes?
See. Last time I checked, my information is old. The Preds were valued at $770 last time I checked, but that was a few years ago.
Okay,
I was gonna say like $650, but since you said I'll say maybe $800.
Okay, maybe $800. If this was Price is Right, we would ask Nate from Atlanta to come on up.
$975
Yeah.
Wow.
About that.
Actually, he'd be over the retail price.
Nate, enjoy the ATL, man.
Thanks.
Nate would be over the retail price, so technically I would win. That's how the Price is Right works, but you know.
No, he said 800. You said 700.
I said 770.
Yeah, but he didn't go over. It was 975. Yeah.
I said, 975.
It was 975.
Okay, I got the number mixed up. It's late in the day.
Give me my margarita back. Sorry. That's going to do it.
Tasty.
No salt, please.
No.
That'll do it for our show. Have a great weekend. We look forward to talking to you Monday at 2 o'clock. We'll see you then.
Jokes.
Listening to the Infinity Sports Network.
I'm Amy Lawrence in for Zach Gelb on the Infinity Sports Network. We can't call it all new because it's not. It's a new name. That's what it is. And you'll get used to it. This is what happens, right? The news cycle spins furiously. There's all kinds of volatile reaction. And then it dies down and we get attracted by something else. Well, that is the case for pretty much everything except for this Shohei Ohtani situation. We know.